When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
BT is out back on the fan. We'll get back to your calls here in just a second. In case you missed anything, check it out on the free Odyssey app. BT, it was more than just Tommy DeVito taking over the lead starting quarterback for the Giants. Also, Daniel Jones has been delegated, it seems to be the fourth quarterback, and probably going to wind up on the practice squad. Dan Duggan saying Jones was the fourth QB up in individual drills behind your guy.
Timmy. Timmy's getting a shot.
Apparently the Giants also think Timmy could spin it.
Hey, they're no fools up there. Timmy Boyle. It is a sad ending. I was reading Jordan Renaud before, and just the way it's described, like Daniel Jones is just basically drifting aimlessly on the practice field. The hand warmers getting ample usage as he just watches. Yes. It's sad. You know, it's sad, but I mean, maybe sad. It's a bit of an overstatement. He's incredibly wealthy, but it's a little unfair. It's a little unfair, but that's the reality of the way they structure the deal. Like, their performance does not merit being the fourth string backup behind Tim freaking Boyle.
That actually is not right.
It's not right.
You know how hard and critical I've been of Daniel Jones. Like, this is not right. I'm not saying you got to start him. He should be the third string quarterback.
But you've got to put him in a position where he can't see the field. So why?
Because of the money.
Because of the money.
Yeah, okay, but then if I'm a player, then I would be ticked off.
That's why I said I kind of agree with Lawrence and some of these off-the-record takes that they don't like the way he's being disrespected.
Well, but they were mad that he was being benched. That you can't be mad at. You can't be mad that Daniel Jones is benched after starting 2-8 and being bad basically the majority of your career 6 years here. Yeah, you can, however, be mad if you're being, you know, demoted from starter to practice squad.
Yeah, it seems disrespectful. The only thing that I would say is I think you can be mad. While we certainly get it, and we're way past the Daniel Jones era, but if you're seeing things on film that we're not, I don't know. I mean, I know he's not throwing the ball when guys are open. Everybody knows that. But are some receivers, maybe even some young ones, neighbors, maybe not always running the right route? Yeah. I mean, do they know things that we don't know? And if they think that their guy who is, you know, who has been a tough guy in terms of being a physical quarterback and resilient through injury and never complains and never shows up a teammate, not once. You see Daniel Jones put his arm up like Rodgers. Where are you going? Why aren't you here? How do you drop that ball? He never barks at a coach. He just takes it like a trooper. And, you know, for years he's lowered his pads and he's put his body in harm's way. And they respect that, and they're going to stand up for him, and I respect that.
Maybe you were right. Danny Destitute. BT and Sal, the fan, 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Dave is in Seaford. What's up, Dave?
What's going on, man? I want to talk about Soto with the $700 million or $750. Mm-hmm. A few years ago, you had Mahomes was getting $550 or $500, and you looked at it like it was crazy. So in a couple of years, that's going to look good. And Boomer would have told him to take a contract in Florida so he doesn't have to pay state sales tax.
And who knows? Maybe that's why the Rays are getting involved. And thanks for the call, Dave.
Yeah, right.
I can't get caught up. Although Soto's mom is an accountant, so she's familiar with the taxes. Hey, that's got to be a big part of it. I mean, we could minimize it because you're thinking, $500 million, $700 million, whatever it may be. It's a ridiculous amount of money. Dude, the taxes are a real problem.
Yeah.
Throwing congestion prices. Who knows? Maybe we'll stay in Philly or sign in Philly. Like, I mean, this is...
It's not much better there either.
Yeah. Taxes you're talking about?
I think if you want to really circumvent that stuff, you go to Florida, you go to Texas. I mean, the worst places to be are where we are. California, a few others. Yeah, I mean, that matters. I've always been of the mindset that there should be kind of an adjustment. So, like, say if the salary cap, Sal, is, I don't really even know what the number is. I'm just throwing out the $300 million, right? And it's a whole $300 million. And the quarterback of the Giants is making $40 million.
Right.
But the quarterback of, and I'm not really fully aware of the tax implications in Michigan, but just rolled the example. Yeah. And Jared Goff is making $40 million in the state of Michigan.
Right.
And if the taxes are not the same, or maybe Tampa Bay Bucks is a better one because we know that there's much better advantages down in Florida, and Baker's make whatever he's making, don't you think that there should be an adjustment? Like, if the taxes are so punitive in certain spots, there's an inherent advantage for the teams that reside in states either without income tax or lower ones.
Yeah, it's not right.
So they should adjust it. So basically what I'm saying is, if it's a $300 million salary cap for everybody, then, and they'll do the math better than I can, well, hey, if you're a Jet or a Giant, maybe the salary cap is $319 million based on the advantages that other cities yield, which could open the possibility for players to want to go there instead of here,
but then the
NBA as well.
What if the other smaller market teams with less taxes then say, well, you have more marketing opportunities in the bigger city? How do you counter that? Although I do think that that's less significant in today's day and age.
100%.
But it's still, you know, Florida say, well, we can't compete with New York in that regard or whoever, whatever other taxes or, you know.
Who's the most popular football player right now in the NFL?
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes.
He's in Kansas City.
I know.
With steaks and cows.
Yeah. All right, well, what about baseball, though?
Yeah, I think it should apply as well.
But I'm saying, because Mahomes in the NFL is a different story. The NFL, a different animal.
All right, baseball.
You know, it's Otani, it's Judge,
it's Soto. Yeah.
You know, even Lindor started to get some.
I was waiting for you to throw your boy out there. I was just waiting.
I was just trying to think off the top of my head. I mean, you know, talking about even being in the MVP race, it's hard for
Gunnar Henderson.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I mean, Witt. But
oh, 100%. Yeah, Witt, that's
a given. But it's not to that level. I'm not saying he's not the best player.
I know what you're saying. Is it because he's still so young?
Well, even Trout, like, wasn't. When he was with, even Ohtani, when he was with the Angels, to me, wasn't the way that he is with the Dodgers.
I think that the Trout situation was more about his personality, which was fairly benign. Bryce Harper with the Nationals was pretty damn popular. He wasn't in Philly or New York or L.A. Yeah. I think it depends on personality quite a bit.
I just don't, to go back to the original point, I don't think it's fair. Now, look, life isn't fair. I mean, I get that. We all know that. But when you talk about competitive sports, professional sports, it seems like there should be a level playing field in that regard.
That's what I'm saying.
I know.
100%.
I agree with you. I don't know how they figured that out, circumvent reality of real life and tax situations.
I think it's fairly simple. Say if you take $100 million, all right, how much do you take home after taxes with $100 million in the state of New Jersey versus how much do you take with a home after $100 million in the state of California or Michigan or any other, you know, or Pennsylvania, any other NFL-based state, you do the math, you subtract it, and whoever's deficient, add it to the salary cap.
And
give them to circumvent the advantage that the other places have.
I mean, then you could just start from overall, whatever the salary cap is, just say, well, New York has
a higher, that's what I mean.
Yeah,
you tack on the difference.
Not individual players.
No. That's why I said, I even said, say if it's $300 million salary cap, it would balloon to, say, $319 for somebody like us, because obviously the taxes are awful here.
I guess if you do the math on that, then it makes sense. I mean, I don't know, the whole thing's...
Lucky us. The most taxes, the worst roadways, the worst subways. Yeah, beautiful. What a lucky setup we have.
You saw the congestion prices, right?
I did. And by the way, the traffic has been worse. The last 2 days...
Today wasn't awful for me. Yesterday was just abnormally brutal.
Well, I know it's gridlocked tomorrow and Friday.
Why?
I don't know. I didn't see why.
You're going to get hit with that congestion price.
I am.
Why don't you meet up with me and we'll take the PATH train to work?
I can't take trains. I can't.
You're going to pay that $9 a day
to get in? I'll pay the $9 a day.
Yeah. It adds up, man.
I'd pay $20 not to have to ride with you any more time than I have to.
BC Sal, the fan will come back. We'll finish up with your calls. 888-808-1019.
All right, Sal. And I got a little something for you. Something happened 38 years ago this week that I know you're going to love. I want to lay it on you a little bit.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.